I'm not trying to throw no shade, but you know what?
Shady Gang, what's good? Welcome back to another show with August with the Shade. Listen, go ahead and grab your cups, because you know I'm about to spill some tea and throw some major shade, okay? Now, I just really wanted to give my opinion on something that I've seen on the internet. It looks like Glorilla and Cardi B will be dropping a remix to her song Tomorrow. Now, a lot of girls are riding around to these songs by Glorilla. Glorilla is right now a kind of hood sensation, you know what I'm saying? A lot of the young girls are listening to her, riding around and all that. But I feel like, this is my opinion, her putting someone like Cardi B on a song like this is just going to not be a good thing for her career. And this is just my opinion. I'm going to tell you why. Cardi B has not been a successful featured artist, okay? This is not known to fact, but this is just how I feel just by how things has worked out. You know, a lot of the features that Cardi B has been a part of has been pushed allegedly by a lot of, you know, publications, streaming, and platforms. Cardi B has a big machine behind her when it comes to certain things, what she did. But right now, Cardi B is not in full steam, okay? Because she dropped a song earlier, a couple of months ago, and it did not do too well, and it's still not doing well. So I do not think that her getting on a song with Glorilla, who is right now flourishing, I don't think it's gonna look good for her. Let me tell you the second reason why. Because I feel like her fans, and Glorilla has mixed fans, like Megan fans, Cardi fans, Nicki Minaj fans. You know, we do not like to mingle with the hybrids, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like in this moment, you know, Glorilla might miss out on a couple of people that really liked her because of this whole thing right here. And this is just my opinion. I feel like because her wanting, I don't even know if her label has anything to do with this, but if this collaboration happened because Cardi B just wanted to get on a viral song so that she can get a viral hit like she did with Shake It, then this is absolutely wrong, because she is going to bring down the value of Glorilla. These fans are going to stray away, especially the fans that do not like, you know, to listen to Cardi B like that. If it's not because of, you know, them not liking the way she raps, because I heard a lot of people say that they don't like the way she raps. It could be the things that she goes through in the media. It could be her husband. It could be anything, you know what I'm saying? But it seems like Offset is very, very happy about it, because, you know, possibly he may have wrote the song or penned the song for Cardi B because he's just too happy. Because right now, Offset himself is not even doing well, okay? He has disbanded from his group, who is, you know, has fell off since he got with Cardi B. So, you know, they're doing their thing over there, and he's writing songs for his girlfriend or his wife so that they can continue to, you know, buy homes or rent homes in Atlanta. You know how that goes, okay? Glorilla, I just think that you should step back from this. Even if it does come out and it does do well, or if it doesn't do well, you need to move on with your life. I don't even know who even told you that you should do this. And I'm not saying that you should have got Nicki Minaj. No, I'm not saying that. I don't even think Nicki would even work with you, because you have been very disrespectful, you know what I'm saying? Even if the girls that Nicki had made up with, and they, you know, they, it seemed that they may have been disrespectful, they made up and they're good. You seem like a girl that may not have any accountability. So I don't think that Nicki would want to even talk to you. So you should probably be over there with Cardi. So I have deleted all of her music off of my you know, streaming platforms, because I don't mingle with the hybrids. I'm sorry. I just don't. I seen some things that she wrote on Facebook. I seen a lot of disrespectful stuff about Nicki Minaj, and I just can't be a fan. I'm sorry, Glorilla. You lost me as a fan. I was actually going to, you know, I liked a couple of your songs. I was going to root for you. But since she did this, girl, I'm gone. I don't know what y'all think. Do y'all think that Cardi B is about to ruin the song for Glorilla? Do you think that she's about to ruin her having possible fans that could love her forever? You know what I'm saying? I do. Let's just know what y'all, you know, I really want to know what you guys think. So, you know, like the video, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Make sure you leave your comments down below, because this is some serious stuff, okay? And we about to go live, so you already know what it is. So, yeah, comment under the video, and I see y'all in the live. Bye. End of the video, that means you love August Umbrella. So listen, if you want to stream our new album, yeah, make sure that you go to Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, and stream it. My name is